Hard to believe, Stuart, finished 1-0 and we come away with nothing today.
Yeah, but you know, if you don't defend properly, we've given them it's a poor goal to lose. We talked about it. You know, they'll sit in, they'll camp in, but you've got to be aware of them on the counter-attack. They've got a couple of quick boys. We've got Dunning behind and the cross has come in. And, you know, so that's, I think first, we went with the way today because we knew that certainly what they do well is to defend the box well and defend crosses. So we wanted to get his fullbacks high in behind them so the cutbacks would be coming in and balls across the face rather than hung up. Because you saw second half, I thought we put a lot of quality in. But the two centre-halves and the boy Songo sits in front of the back four and the two fullbacks are, you know, 6 foot two plus or 6 foot one. So it was hugely disappointing result. Second half, I thought the first half we lacked the final pass.
We've a bit slow at times, wasn't it? Well, break down when they've got seven at the back.
We talked about it, and you know, it's not an excuse, but the lads come in, and like a few of them said, it's going to be hard to play one touch today because the pitch is really fiery. We're getting back to that stage now. It's a bit bouncy, a bit bobbly. You saw the lads try to control, but that's an excuse. But we still got chances. I mean, I'm sure they've had about five attempts to get Tony McMahon in, and he was in, and the final ball, you know, was just lacking. It went out of play or it got cut out. Because that's what we try to work on, to get the fullbacks in behind and then balls across. I mean, Charlie's had the header first half, he's hit the boy, he didn't know anything about it. But we did say at half time, you know, we need to improve the tempo, be it a throw in, be it a free kick. Let's get the tempo going, get the crowd behind us. And I think second half, we couldn't have done a lot more. We put some good quality in. They've defended really well, but the first goal against them is crucial. And inevitably, when they lose the first goal, they don't win. But when they get it, they hang on to it. They saw them at Blackburn. They went one up and hung on to it. They drew it home at Shrewsbury, got the first goal and hung on to it. And they've done it today. And, you know, it's hugely frustrating because, you know, it's a game that, just because of the bottom league, there's no divine right to win it. But, you know, we can't give soft goals away like we did there and then expect to. We put a lot of pressure on. We played at a good tempo. Second half, we get balls in, as I said. Obviously, we miss a penalty kick. We hit the bar. We have other opportunities. I think they've scored with their only attempt on goal. So that's football, unfortunately. And, you know, it's a really short one to take.
Yeah, it's a tough one to take. But you get the feeling it was maybe not going to be our day when the woodwork saved them. And then when Tony steps up, I had a sneaky feeling we weren't going to convert. It was a decent save from the keeper, to be fair.
Yeah, listen, he never changes his way. And he scores every penalty, or he has done. So, you know, as much, I'm sure the goalkeepers, when they watch it, know which way he's going. But he's that confident in his own ability to strike it from 12 yards in the corner that they won't get it. And he's done it umpteen times since I've been here. But that's the gamble you take. And, you know, when you step up, you know, everyone knows where he's putting it. He does it in training, regular. And the keeper's gone the right way and managed to get a touch on it. But even after that, you know, we've put balls in again, corners, free kicks, chances. And we said at half-time that, you know, remember Swindon last year, you've got to keep at it, you get a chance. I'd have been disappointed with the point, obviously.
Well, I've heard people on Twitter saying we deserve nothing today. What do you take from that? I mean, I find it absolutely astonishing.
Well, that's obviously people who are not at the game. They can't have been at the game today if they think we, you know, you've got to be honest about it. If we didn't deserve anything, I think we're 19 shots. Having said that, numerous crosses. So after the game, first half, yeah, we weren't good enough. His final pass wasn't good enough. We probably didn't play at high enough tempo and give a sloppy, soft goal away. Yep. Second half, I don't think the boys could have done any more in the terms of being on the front foot, playing attacking football, putting crosses in, having shots, hitting a bar, whatever, missing a penalty. So I think that's frustration for people.
Yeah.
It's a natural reaction.
Of course
we've lost
it is.
To the bottom of the league. We're all frustrated. We're all angry. But if you're actually summing the game up properly, you know, if anyone who was at the game today don't think we deserved anything out of that. Obviously, I haven't been at the game because, you know, but you take nothing away from Plymouth.
Yeah,
that's
they defended well, didn't they?
Yeah,
the game plan. They came and sat deep and made it tough for us.
We knew that was going to be the case. That's why we tried to play a little bit differently. But the first goal is crucial because if you get it, eventually they have to come out. They get the first goal, they can sit in even more and sit in even more. And so that it's just, you know, we'd love to go out and play the game again, but it's gone now. We can't do anything about it. But the first half, a final ball was lacking, I thought, as we said. The quality that we wanted wasn't there. We still had a couple of opportunities we probably should do better with. We talked about it before the game yesterday about being clinical when the opportunities come. We weren't clinical today, and we lose a poor goal, and you know that's frustrating.
You made the change at half time as well, some positive, because Tyrrell Robinson did well, didn't he? Gave us an outlet in the second half.
Yeah, because you know that's how they play. They sit in. It's almost the wingers almost go back. So we wanted Tyrell to play as a winger really, and I thought he was a breath of fresh air. Got forward, got in good areas. We got in good areas first half down the left and right, but the final ball wasn't good enough. You know, we overhit them or we didn't pick the right pass. And it was a game today where, because Tyrell's not a left back or a defensively minded lad. When you're a goal down, you've got to throw caution to the wind. As I said, he was an attacking one today, but we knew we wouldn't have to do that much defending, certainly at half time onwards, because they would sit in and hold on to everything they got. And that was the case.
We seem to be coming up against teams who are in a run of form. You've mentioned it. Plymouth are sitting up at the bottom of the table, but they're suddenly stringing results together. And, you know, that's football, unfortunately. You've got to beat what's in front of you.
Yeah, no excuses today. I say second half they gave everything, the players, you know, the crowd got behind them. On another day we'd have scored two or three, we didn't. But again, we've created less in one games, and we've put like Rotherham, and go back to Rotherham 1-0, it was just a battle of scrap, weren't very good. Second half I generally thought we would go on.
We played better today than we did against Portsmouth, didn't we?
Yeah, of course we did, yeah. But you would hope you would do against the side at the bottom or have that much ball we did, but what we did with it, as I said, but we put some poor balls in as well. We put a lot of good quality in. And you know, when we watch the game back, you'll see their two centre-half, Songo, the two, every one of them, they're a big, big side. They've defended it. That's why we didn't start with Gilly today, because, you know, from cross balls, they're a lot stronger. You know, that's something that they relish. Whereas down the sides of them or in behind them is a little bit different. But, you've got to make changes when you see it. And as I said, I think we certainly created enough in the game today to have took something out of it, without a doubt. If Tony's penalty goes in, you would like to think we'd go on with the impetus and win the game. But it never happened, and it's something we've got to live with. You know, it's we've lost 3 points today, hugely disappointing. But we go now to Wigan, and you know, people will be doubting us then. So. You know, that bring it on then.
I was going to say, two huge games, perfect games, isn't it? Bounce back and show what this team's about.
Yeah, because obviously there'll be a lot of disappointment over it, but as I say, that's football. Been it long enough, played many games, you know, where, you know, we've been here and as a player and played teams and bombarded teams, but they've got a goal, hung on to it, and that's what Plymouth have done today.
Yep, one of those days, unfortunately, Stuart. Well done, and I'm sure we'll be bouncing back next week. Let's fingers crossed. Let's hope that is the case.
Cheers, thank you.